What's going on, Hornets?
Welcome back to the Buzz Podcast.
It's Heaven
and Grace.
This is our second podcast of the 2022 to 2023 school year. We hope you liked the first one where we interviewed Mr. White about his Educational Excellence Award. This time we have Assistant Principal Mr. Lucas and LGP leader Mr. Cobb. Both of them are here to talk about the history of LGP and what it is.
We have some questions for Mr. Lucas and Mr. Cobb about LGP. Starting with a question that either of you could answer, what is LGP?
Well, first, let me say thank you so much for having me on your second ever podcast. It is an honor to be here. LGP stands for Leaders Go Places, and that is our middle school leadership program that helps students reach really important goals to achieve, and then they get to earn cool incentives when they do that.
That's so great. Who started LGP?
LGP was actually started outside of Hampstead Hill by Living Classrooms Foundation, but we brought it to Hampstead Hill 12 years ago, and a teacher named Mr. Chapin, who taught sixth grade English, was the first ever LGP leader.
That's really cool. What made you want to start LGP?
LGP started because we wanted to make sure that our eighth graders leaving Hampstead Hill were the most prepared students in Baltimore City for high school. And so when we thought about what students need to be successful when they're in high school, we thought about grades, we thought about behavior, and we thought about getting 75 hours of service learning done so that you can graduate. And so then we built the LGP program to help students start doing those things now so that you can get practice for it in high school. And when you do it with us now, you get to go on cool trips.
Fun. Why is LGP important?
LGP is important because it's really important that when you are in middle school, you are developing habits that will take you to high school and college and for the rest of your life. And so when we say the five promises, or when you focus on your academic work, or when you're serving the community, those are things that you need to learn now so that you can do them all the time when you leave us.
Now turning to Mr. Lucas, the five promises we know are a big part of LGP. How did you come up with them?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on. This is very exciting. I love that we have a podcast. The LGP promises, I think, are the most important part of LGP. What I love about them is that they are life goals. They're not specific to middle school. So contributing to the common good or acting with integrity, honor, and integrity is something we hope you do for the rest of your life. So they're very important life goals. I arrived at Hampstead Hill 6 years ago, and the five promises were up and running. So I did not create them, but I certainly support them. After my second year, we decided that make no excuses and persevere were very similar and redundant. You didn't need both of them. Make no excuses kind of is less empathetic. So we think, like, if you are facing challenges, those are real. It's not an excuse. It's a real thing, but you do have to persevere and overcome that. So we voted to get rid of make no excuses, and then we only had four promises for a couple of years. We only had the four promises.
That's cool. During the LGP circle, we sit in a circle. So what is the point of being in a circle during the LGP circle?
Again, this is a system that was in place before I got here. But I think the circle is really important. I think the shape of it is really important. If you are in chairs or in rows, there's a front and a back, and there's kind of one person standing in front of the crowd. But if you're in a circle, there is no front, there is no back. Everyone's looking at each other. A circle's continuous, so it never stops. And whoever's speaking might be standing in the middle of the circle, but they'd be addressing the entire circle in all directions. And then when students stand up to give acknowledgments or apologies, everyone in the circle can be facing them.
That's awesome. We know that LGP is not the only leadership program at HHA. There's also LGR. Mr. Lucas, could you explain LGR to us?
LGR is in its first year, so we're kind of making it up as we go. But we thought fifth grade was developmentally at a place where they're not elementary kids anymore. We don't want to treat them like elementary students, but they're not quite middle school students either. So we tried to design a program that would prepare them to be leaders, And the big message we gave the fifth graders is to be a leader and help others, you first have to make sure you are doing what you're supposed to do yourself. So we give the example, if you want to get community service for helping someone with their homework, well, you have to do all of your homework first. You have to set the right example. So we've talked to them about being good examples and leading by example. We named it Leaders Getting Ready. So they were getting ready for middle school. And it's not quite as all-encompassing as LGP. So we look at dojo averages and we look at grades, but they're not required to do community service until they get to middle school.
That's great. Ending off with the final question, what is your favorite memory in LGP?
So many great memories. And I think the reason LGP works is because we make memories weekly and daily. We don't just wait till the end of the quarter. But end of the quarter trips are really fun, and I specifically remember one trip to Hershey Park. We go every year. This year it was supposed to rain, and
since I was
in charge of, since I was in charge of that trip, I decided we could go even though it might rain. We got there at 5 o'clock and it started to rain, and I told kids it can't rain the entire time. Of course it won't rain the whole time we're there. And then it did. It was pouring rain for 4 hours. But the reason it's a great memory is because alumni still come back and talk about that day we got stuck in the rain in Hershey Park. It was so fun. And because it was raining, there was nobody else there, and all the rides were still open. So people went on every ride they could as many times as they could, as long as they were willing to get wet while they were doing it.
That's a great memory. That is a wrap on the history of LGP. Thanks to Mr. Lucas and Mr. Cobb for joining us here today.
Mr. Lucas mentioned that at one point we had four promises, and the new promise was added last year, that is to advocate for yourself and others. That has been a very important addition to LGP. It always makes us consider the needs of others and stand up for those who may need support.
Yes, like last month's Day of Silence event, that was a great way to show advocacy in action.
Before we move on to LGP, we can't forget about our circle question. This time, our question is more for 6th to 8th graders to answer. What is your favorite memory of LGP?
That is a great circle question. Heaven, what is your favorite memory of LGP?
My favorite memory of LGP would probably be the quarter two field trip, the snow tubing. It was my first time going snow tubing, and Grace pushed me down the slope so hard and fast, I almost went into the other lane and was screaming the whole way down. Grace, what's your favorite memory?
My favorite memory was urban air when Heaven pushed me into the foam pit and jumping on the single trampolines.
Here are some circle question answers. Rhea Shaw said that her biggest memory of LGP was speaking at the LGP ceremony.
Ashley said her favorite memory was Hershey Park.
Javi said he really liked Hershey Park because it is an experience he'll never forget. Turning now into spring sports, we have a rocking baseball team where their season kicked off the week with a returning from spring break, and what a season they are having. Here are some highlights with fifth grader Jack Teresi.
Hi, my name is Jack Teresi, and I am a fifth grader at HHA. This is my second year on the team. This year, our team is made up of 12 boys and 3 girls across 4th through 5th grade. Most of my team is from 5th grade, mostly from Ms. Rubenthal's homeroom. So far this season, we have played 4 games and have a record of 4-0. You can watch our games every Tuesday and Thursday starting at 3:30. We play at Patterson Park.
Thanks, Jack. Congratulations for a great start to the season. We can't wait to check out your next game.
Bringing in the joke of the day early with a track joke. What does a sprinter eat before the race? Nothing. They fast. The HHA track team has started for grades 6 through 8. They had 3 meets. On April 13th, the JV relay team, Heaven Harper, Amaya Waters, Ariana Smith, and Madison Addison won first place in the 4x4. The varsity relay team, Danielle Impoco, Danielle Cole, Amira Murray, and Jordan Truesdale won first in the 4x100.
The track meet on April 20th, the JV girls relay won fifth place, and the JV boys relay got fourth place. Ashton Love Sellers won first in the 100-meter dash.
During the track meet on April 27th, the girls relay team got third place, and the varsity girls relay team got second.
Switching to the HHA girls lacrosse team, won against Commodore on April 14th. They won against James McHenry yesterday, 9-0, and lost one game to Roland Park.
We are getting a fresh start to quarter four with new service learning our ways.
One of those being making cards for veterans in hospice or elder care. The card should be along the lines of, "Thank you for your service," since they will be a part of the final salute ceremony sponsored by Gilchrist.
You can earn 1 hour if you make 5 cards and 2 hours if you make 10. 10 is the limit.
In other news, the final dance of the year is May 19th from 4:30 to 7. The theme is Carnival.
Yearbook order forms will go out on Monday, and you'll have until May 19th to return your order form and money. They will accept cash, check, or you can Venmo the fee. The yearbook is being produced by Ms. Lightkep and members of the Student Government Association.
This is the end of the April 28th podcast. Tune in on May 12th for the next one.
It's Heaven
and Grace
signing off.